is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the location, and unlike a lot of those talk show websites, ours is free. So you can go there and you can add things to the site, as in articles like that you might find online, or a YouTube video of interest, or something fun, something outrageous, something, you know, that's upsetting. Whatever it is you want to submit to the site, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy and what the hosts of the show might find interesting, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. And at that point, it then appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page and the top of freetalklive.com. So see for yourself, get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
I think it was Friday night, I mentioned I had a news piece that we never ended up getting to, and neither of you were here at that time, so you don't even have any idea what it was. It's a survey. And, Julia, I think you'll appreciate this one.
I already like the title of it.
You like the headline? Okay.
Sex. You can see it? I don't know it.
Yes.
Sex means more to adults than having kids, according to CBS Atlanta.
Sex means more?
The article title says sex makes adults happier than having children.
All right.
This is, you know, this seems counterintuitive because whenever you encounter someone with a, you know, a child of their own, they're usually saying things like, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. Mark, you say things like that.
I wouldn't call it a miracle, but it is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Okay, you definitely said that one.
And most exciting thing. You know, Jack is the most exciting thing every day in my life.
Yep. And I believe you. You know, I absolutely believe you.
But good.
You hear that so often, it's, you know, you start to believe that that's true for most people, but maybe it's not. Again, according to CBS Atlanta, when asked about what makes them happiest, a group of adults participating in a survey ranked sex at the top of the list. Kids didn't even come in second place in this. Drinking alcohol came in at second place.
Now, if you like having sex and drinking alcohol, maybe you shouldn't have had kids. Because there's a lot of people that have kids, right?
There are a lot
of people. I believe the number of kids in this in America that are born unintentionally is 50%.
Wow. I would bet it was even higher than that, but okay.
That is the official statistic from, I believe, the CD.
Okay. CDC?
CDC or one of those organizations.
You should look that up so you can verify it.
Yes.
Well, thank goodness for that, Julia, because if not, we wouldn't have you here with us tonight.
Unintentional?
Yes.
Oh, unintentional children? Sure. Oh. Yes, their loss is my gain.
Okay, I'm adopted. I think there's a pretty good chance that I was unintentional myself.
Yeah, good chance of it.
So are you claiming to be intentional?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. We're really happy for you. We, the unintentional, are so happy for you.
I wasn't intending to claim anything about myself in that case. Drinking alcohol came in second place. Volunteering in at number three.
I volunteered, and it is nothing compared to having a kid.
Number four, religious contemplation. And finally, in fifth place, child care rounded out the top five. According to the website Daily News and Analysis, University of Canterbury in New Zealand conducted the research. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta consider the enjoyment of sex to be an important part of one's overall sexual health. Participants in the study were asked about the activities that ranked lowest on the happiness scale. Recovering from illness took first place in that regard, followed closely by using Facebook.
That's a least happy thing to do?
Yes, okay. Apparently so.
Why are people doing it so much?
There is a lot of people, I actually know someone personally like this, where when they look at Facebook, they just focus on what everybody else is doing, and they get really depressed about their own life.
Because
I don't understand that.
More fun than they are,
I guess. I don't get it, because I don't do that. But if I were to look at my Facebook, there would be some people that were better off than me and some people that are not. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand that mentality. But I have read that that is a legitimate problem for people and a really great source of depression.
It's interesting. And, you know, there was an Onion article recently about how only four people remaining like Facebook. And it's funny. I didn't realize how true to life that particular Onion piece was. People really don't like Facebook. But yet, as you point out, Mark, they continue to use it.
That's
it's masochistic.
It's
right?
moved into the area of utility. Then, something that you count on
yeah.
and expect and use on a daily basis, but dislike has
like
moved,
running water.
Yeah, has moved into the area of utility.
Before you know it, the politicians will be proposing legislation to make sure everyone has access to Facebook because it's a human right.
Well, I don't know if you've seen that there have been psychiatrists or psychologists. I don't remember.
Psychiatrists.
They prescribe the drugs, right? Yep. Okay, so it's psychologists have come out and said that if you don't have a Facebook today, you could be a psycho.
Yeah, that was there was an article on that that you know said something just like that. That you know sort of the studies and what makes people weird.
Well, that's interesting. There are only a billion people with Facebook pages worldwide, so what's that leaving?
Yeah, but they're only
I would wonder what the
cultures.
Percentage of people who have Facebook pages in America versus other cultures. Because I know, obviously, Facebook's all over the world, but, like, how much of that is American?
Good question. I bet someone's run those numbers out there. If you dug around, you'd probably be able to figure that out. Facebook.
My mom has one at 71 or 72, whatever her age she is.
Facebook use per country per capita.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure everybody's got one at this point.
So back to the list, though. We're on the list of activities that rank lowest on the happiness scale. So.
I want to say about the ones that are the highest, it's interesting that, they put religious contemplation.
Number four.
Sex.
Number one.
I'm missing what number three was.
Number three was volunteering.
Volunteering.
And so drinking alcohol, number two.
Right. So only drinking alcohol and having kids kind of have this back-end aspect. So drinking alcohol, if you drink too much alcohol, you'll have a headache in the morning and there's health problems.
Presumably they would not count that as having a good time.
Agreed. And having kids, you know, there's the really joyous times, and then there's the times where you're annoyed and...
You're up until 5 in the morning dealing with crying baby or something like
something
that.
Something like that. Like there's a downside to kids, and there's definitely a downside. Side to alcohol.
You weren't too pleased with Jack at that time in his life.
Well, I mean, there were times when, it's not that I was displeased with him. I just put earplugs in and my wife had a deal.
Oh, that's right. You had a deal.
That was the deal. That she, you know, she stays home, she deals with the kid, I work, I don't deal with the kid.
Got it.
And any other than what I want to deal with. So whenever I, you know, want to tickle or whatever, then, you know, that always works.
In.
Yeah, I opt in anytime I want. But kids have this, the downside, as does alcohol. But, you know, religious contemplation, you contemplate until you don't feel like contemplating anymore.
Yep.
And then, you know, you're done contemplating. And, you know, there you go. Volunteering, you volunteer until you don't feel like volunteering anymore. None of these don't have sort of the downside.
Mm.
So I wonder also volunteering, there's a lot more people with kids.
You can also have bad sex, though, which is the number one.
Bad sex?
Yeah, you can.
I've heard that there's no such thing as bad sex.
It's like pizza, right?
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Even when it's bad, it's good?
Yeah. Only you have bad sex. I think that people probably picked volunteering because they were supposed to, not because if you compare the amount of people that have sex, the amount of people that drink alcohol, the amount of people that have kids.
Yeah.
To the amount of people that religiously contemplate and volunteer in their communities, I suspect you'll find significantly lower numbers in those two areas than in the other three. Wouldn't you agree?
Interesting. I'm not sure if I agree.
I volunteer in my community. I am a volunteer firefighter, and I think I do just about all these things.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, of the things that truly bring me joy, that's not one of them.
What's your order?
I do one and two.
You do drink and have sex.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Certainly I drink alcohol, and I enjoy it when I'm doing it. You don't want to overdo it, though, so it's going to be a bad thing. I have sex as often as my wife wants to.
I wouldn't put drinking alcohol in the top five at
all. I wouldn't either. I would say that I've had some other drug experiences that I would rate much higher than alcohol.
I think this is ongoing. What provides you the most? And I think that we're talking about quantifiable joy in your life. Is that right?
I don't know how you quantify this.
Well, I mean, the largest quantity, not one single incident, right?
Also, the phrase child care to me implies like a certain portion, like actually caring for the children, like changing the diapers and doing the tasks.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like much fun.
Right. So I'm somebody who doesn't have children and I don't want children, but I could see some interesting biological growth aspects of it, if that makes sense.
I don't do child care much, but I love having a kid.
Well, I think playing catch out in the front yard is also considered child care.
I don't think so necessarily, no.
855-453. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they define that then. More coming up here. You can take control. The bottom of the list continues.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And we're talking about what it is that people enjoy the most. Well, we'll get back into that. And also what they dislike. We'll get back into that here in a moment. Of course, we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. They do not have to be on the subject upon which we're discussing. Also, want to invite you over to freestateproject.org. Big news, and I think we might be breaking this news tonight here, Mark.
Yes.
And Julia. and that is that the Free State Project has eclipsed 66%, two-thirds of its goal of 20,000 people, 20,000 signers, people who have pledged to make their move to New Hampshire and to get active for liberty. People,
I remember when they just hit a half, and that was exciting.
It was a couple years ago. I forget the exact date, but it was in 2010. I did check it earlier today, but it was in 2010 that we hit half. So it feels like it's accelerating a bit.
I love how Ian uses we here. Now, any other time, you'd get corrected on using we, but here it's a we.
Well, here the we is a true statement. The three of us are all Free State Project participants.
It's true.
So unless one of y'all has resigned from the Free State Project,
and I have not,
an accurate statement. So the idea is to have 20,000 liberty-oriented people all move to the same geographic location. We've proven already that we, the Free State Project participants, have proven already that this works. This is not just some sort of pie-in-the-sky concept. This is a proof of concept. It is happening. There are over 1,100 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project. They are considered early movers, as we are. People have been moving for the last several years, since probably around late 2003. Folks have been moving here as part of the Free State Project. So almost a decade of people moving here. Over 66% of our way to the goal, and I think that's exciting because more people are getting signed up, I think, as time goes on, and it'll be hopefully it'll be a race to the finish line on this.
Yeah, I think that this is an important milestone, because if you're looking at it from sort of the outside, everybody's individual sign-up is just as important as the sign-up that brought us to 66%. But at the same time, it's a milestone in reaching the goal, and I think that it's great because it shows quantifiably the Free State Project has been declared dead so many times that it's pathetic. But the fact is, it continues to add signers. People continue to move to the state, and they continue to be active and making a difference. There have been dozens and dozens of people elected to office from the Free State Project. There's all kinds of civil disobedience things that have gone on in the past and probably will continue to go on in the future. There's all kinds of media being created here in New Hampshire. Some of it has ran its course. Others are being created all the time. And these are, there's all kinds of projects out there where people want you to move here, move thither and yon.
Well, there are now, but there weren't really before the Free State Project.
And that's a real compliment to the Free State Project. It shows the Free State Project has worked, so these other people want to do something that works too. But none of those things can show sort of quantifiable change in their area. Some of them really aren't about change either. But, I think it's very exciting. The Free State Project's really accomplished a great deal.
We'll get back to things that people enjoy doing and the things they despise doing here in a moment. Let's go to the phones first, though. Bobby is listening in Pittsburgh, I presume in Pennsylvania. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Bobby, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a new listener.
Welcome, sir.
And I'm a freshman in college, or high school.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
No worries. You're just talking to three people in a studio. It's no problem. How did you find the show?
My cousin's boyfriend, Anthony, he told me about it because he's called into here before, actually. He talked to you, I think, a day before Election Day.
Oh, very good. So what were you wanting to talk about tonight?
I had some ideas, and I was hoping to hear your thoughts on them.
All right.
Well, first I'd like to tell you I got turned on to libertarianism. Is that okay?
Yeah. Why wouldn't that be okay?
I don't know. It's my first time. I'm sorry.
Well, we're pleased to be your first.
go right ahead.
So, I used to consider myself an anarchist, just being your average teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But, in the sense that there wouldn't be a government, not in really the chaotic way it's normally viewed. But soon I kind of grew up and realized that it was impossible because most humans wouldn't be able to live peacefully together. There would always be some bad apple causing some trouble. And after discovering Reddit, I started paying attention to politics. And that was
Reddit is a horrible place for politics.
Why is that, Julia?
Well, if you're talking about the traditional politics channels, it is extremely liberal.
It is.
Reddit.
It is.
Yes. But, continue. Sorry.
No, that's fine. That was a couple months before the whole NDAA 2012, SOPA and PIPA and all that mess. And so that's whenever I looked around a little bit, like read up on some different political stances, because I had just been going with what my dad told me. And I found that libertarianism shared a lot of my views.
Figures, where was dad coming from?
He's a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it?
It's not that big of a change.
So do you have any sort of questions about libertarianism, things that are kind of a sticking point for you?
Not really, but I'd like to go to my next thing that I think you guys might be excited about. I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
I think next election around, libertarians might get the young vote, because around the time of this election, I was telling all my friends about, typical high schoolers all, yeah, I'm going to vote for this guy. And I was telling them about Gary Johnson. And suddenly on Twitter and Facebook, I see people I've never thought would have political opinions. It's blowing up with all these people that are like, Gary Johnson's awesome, and stuff like that. And I was just really surprised.
Interesting. You know, maybe you're right. It's certainly possible that there will be some sort of youth liberty explosion. One can look to the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 and certainly more
He's
so.
One of the main people who turned me on to libertarianism.
Sure. And, in 2012, he brought even more people on board. And when you go to a Ron Paul event, there's no shortage of young people there, whereas if you're at, like, some Republican or Democratic function, Democrats do better with young people than Republicans do, but if you're, at a major party function, you're probably going to see a bunch of old people. And so, I mean, there's no doubt that the message of liberty, I think, resonates with people of a younger viewpoint. But I just, the other thing you're dealing with there is that young people are also historically apathetic. So even though young people might be more likely to vote for a libertarian if they were informed on the issues, they're not so likely to participate in the
first place. Go and vote.
Yeah, so there's that issue. And also, you said you were 17?
No, I'm a freshman.
Okay, so that would be 14, like 14. 15. Okay, so you probably haven't even been paying attention through most election cycles. Usually it goes to where people continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. So they'll vote for another Democrat because this other Democrat's going to promise change, whereas, they might figure out maybe that Barack Obama didn't really give them what they were hoping for, but the next guy is going to do it. The same thing with the, Republicans. Oh, the next guy will promise liberty and will promise smaller government, and, well, he must be telling the truth. So I think that'll become an issue, but I hope you're right, Bobby, and keep in touch. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have methods for you to receive information from Free Talk Live and talk back in certain cases, like on Twitter or Facebook. Of course, we also have email as well, which is not so interactive, but it will guarantee that you'll see everything, unlike Twitter and Facebook, where you kind of see what you see when you log in, whatever's there, unless you make a real effort to go to our Twitter or Facebook page. But you can follow us in whatever way floats your boat. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you go to freetalklive.com, you can see their banner, the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI. They've been longtime supporters of Free Talk Live, so if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, try SACL CAI.
All right. We've been talking about what people like and dislike. What is it that makes them happiest, according to a survey conducted by the University of Canterbury in New Zealand? And what makes people the happiest? Well, sex, number one. Alcohol, drinking it, number two. Religious
Not rubbing it on their sores.
Yep. And child care. Religious contemplation and child care round out the top five. But apparently there were more than the top five. There were several things listed in this.
We also disputed here that child care is a poor way of describing sort of having children. You know, the act of having children from birth to, you know, even from pregnancy through, you know, maybe, you know, however old they get, you know, even all through your life. I think that there's a lot of joy that comes from that. But the term child care doesn't really indicate
right.
that.
My point was that I think that could mean different things to different people. Because when I think of the phrase child care, I think of cleaning diapers, breastfeeding, you know, all of these things that specifically involve caring for the child.
Cooking food and making sure they don't set the house right. on fire.
So I dug up a little bit further during the break to see what I could find out about this and, you know, see if I get more information. Because CBS News is one of the most poorly edited news I guess, gathering products. Organizations out there, or products. You know, I don't know how much they're gathering, but the products, the very basic kind of overall view of, it's like the USA Today of, kind of radio, TV news.
I'm sure that now we have two of the largest news organizations and the planet are very excited with you.
Well, I don't really care what they think. They're not advertising on our show, and nor would they probably ever. So USA Today is kind of known to be the simpletons newspaper, meaning that they write at like a seventh grade reading level. I'm not saying that it's a bad paper necessarily. I'm just, you know, that's just how it is. You write to the lowest common denominator if you're working for USA Today. And CBS is bad. It just has terrible copy editing. Anyway, they didn't really get into a whole lot of detail as far as methodology. How does this survey actually work? And I was really hoping to find the actual survey, but I have yet to be able to pull that up. Again, it's the University of Canterbury that did this. But before we get into the other piece here that tells a little more about how they conducted this, we need to finish up the bottom five. So they did the top five things that people that bring people the most pleasure. And what is it that brings people the least? What is it that is most frustrating, basically?
Dental work.
For folks. Yep. Let's see. So it was getting better from illness was the number one result.
Yeah, also. You know, sometimes it's funny. You're just getting things going in your life, and things are just going along, and then you get some kind of sickness. This is just like a cold or the flu or something. It can take you out, and it can take
that's a bummer.
Weeks to get back on. And I can only imagine what it's like to have a real illness.
Number two on the lowest scale is using Facebook. Three, housework. Four, text messaging. And
I don't have much love
strange.
For text messaging, I got to say. Go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't say that text messaging brings me great joy. When you get it, like a random text message from somebody maybe you haven't spoken to in a while, or I like that. I mean, I like when people want to talk to me. That feels good, right? So, But I wouldn't consider it on the worst scale at all. That seems strange to me.
I oftentimes people will communicate via text, and sometimes it's convenient for me to respond with text, and sometimes, you know, I'd rather just get a telephone call.
It depends what it is, I think.
Number five on the lowest list, commuting, which I can imagine is pretty unpopular.
So is five the worst, or is five...
No. Number five, lowest. So
at least fifth the worst.
Right.
Gosh, text messaging is worse than commuting? That seems weird.
Huh.
So here's a little bit more information from Time Magazine's
and these
piece.
Are, who are these people? Codgers?
That's something that's not really made clear here, which is why being able to look at some sort of actual summary of the study would be more interesting. But researchers at the University of Canterbury conducted the study using text messaging. Maybe that's one of the reasons why text messaging showed up so poorly, is because people were actually in the middle of doing it while conducting the study. And, you know, if you're in the middle of doing something you don't like, you're probably more likely to rank it highly on the list, or in this case, poorly. So they collected data on what people did during their average day and how they felt about each activity. So I texted people three times a day over a week, and the response rate was really high. People are never far from their cell phones these days, explained Karsten Grimm, a postgraduate psychology researcher leading the project. People replied to an average 97% of all text messages, and texts were sent at random times, so there really is a rich sample of everyday life to look at. So there you go. If you're connecting by text message, odds are good you're probably dealing with a younger segment of the population. I'm just going to go out on that limb. I don't know how many seniors are engaging text messaging on a regular basis. Having sex...
I wouldn't respond to the survey. I'd say, this is spam.
Well, you might have already opted in. So you probably have opted into doing the survey, and you know that you're going to get text messages.
I still wouldn't do this. I wouldn't opt into a survey via text. I wouldn't do a survey via text.
So it talks about how sex was number one, et cetera, and that doing housework brought people more pleasure than going on Facebook. And then there's another piece here from ChristianToday.com. You know, they're going to have an interesting view on things here. For the study, researchers used text messaging and built up a data pool known as experience sampling of what activities people rated as bringing the most pleasure, and subsequently those categories that brought the least amount of happiness. They said here that they ranked, this is what's interesting, they ranked different things on different categories. So they ranked them under pleasure, meaning, and engagement. So that's a detail you don't get in the CBS or Time magazine stories, is that apparently there were other rankings in this study about what has the most meaning. So we were talking originally about what has the most, what brings the most pleasure to someone.
Yeah.
Which is a completely different category than what has the most meaning.
Well, however, and I would say that a lot of people would agree that simply the act of sex and the act of childcare, sex is more pleasurable, right?
And has less meaning. And I was certainly.
But I'm saying just on the pleasure category, so it's not looking at like the relevance and the effect of you raising a child on your life. It's just this, if you look at this particular activity. Obviously, I feel like sex is more pleasurable, but when you look at if they had asked the question differently, you might get different results.
Yeah, and where does alcohol show up on the meaning chart?
Again, I would like to, I can actually give you that one. They happen to put that one in here in this Christian Today piece, and this is an Australian Christian Today piece, so again, it's probably true that these were only New Zealanders that were participating in this this study, but according to the study, sex ranked first in all three categories.
Oh, interesting. It has most, so, the most meaning.
The all most right. pleasure, the most meaning, and the most engagement goes to sex. Now,
well, you're certainly engaged.
Drinking alcohol or partying came in second in terms of pleasure, but only 10th in terms of meaning, according to the study.
I would think it wouldn't be terribly meaningful.
And surprisingly...
Hopefully. Unless you're talking about the wine for in communion.
Surprisingly, raising children and religion both ranked below sex and drinking alcohol, but it doesn't say under which category.
Mm-hmm.
Was it all three in that case, or just the pleasure case? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here, and maybe you want to tell us your top five, or the bottom five, of things that bring you the most and least pleasure. 855-453, you can take control, bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away. And if you want, you can give us a little something. We've got the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. Take that money in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and it makes a big difference. If it weren't for the Free Talk Live AMP program, I don't know where we'd be today. I really don't. I mean, because we really have appreciate our great advertisers on this program, but it's the AMP dollars that have been rolling in for all these years that have really funded us getting to the conventions and being able to, like the talk radio industry mm-hmm. conventions, and being able to really reach out to radio stations with industry advertising to kind of brand Free Talk Live.
Yeah, our growth is rests largely on the shoulders of the amplifiers.
Yeah, especially especially in the early days, but even more so today, because now that we're at least, we have a kind of a foothold in the business with over 100 radio affiliates. We've got the name recognition that can kind of help us bring more affiliates on easier into the future. But we never would have gotten to this point if it weren't for Free Talk Live AMP dollars. So the $5 that you AMP today is actually more valuable because you're already leveraging all of the AMP dollars that have come in the past and have helped us get on all those stations. Does that make sense?
Oh, explain it to me again.
Well, amping today is more valuable as far as getting more radio stations on board because the money that is used is more effective at reaching out to stations because we have built a brand. Whereas,
amplifiers in the past have worked on building that brand.
Yeah.
So, you're advertising and you have a brand as opposed to advertising and don't have a brand.
Right. So it's not like your $5 a month is just going into a kind of like a vacuum. We're starting from zero every month. No, it's you're building on what has already come before. So thanks to everybody that's amped the show in the past and to everyone doing it today. And if you haven't done so yet, please consider it at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, like the Amp Only Call in Lines, the podcast that is only for amplifiers, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. So 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Another story I just wanted to wrap up, and then Julia is going to tell us about a Supreme Court decision that actually sounds like a good one. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But Department of Incompetence. In this case, it's the Department of Homeland Security. You can fill in any other government agency here. But in this case, it's a $430 million deal for one radio provider. I'm just going to guess Motorola, but because it seems like that's the way the government goes is with Motorola products. Which, by the way, Google bought Motorola, so one of their divisions, interestingly. But getting the agencies responsible for the national security to communicate better, this according to ArsTechnica.com, was one of the main reasons the Department of Homeland Security was created, or so they claim.
Yeah, that was the reason.
The September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. But according to a recent report from the department's inspector general, one aspect of this mission remains far from accomplished. DHS has spent $430 million over the last 9 years to provide radios.
So $500 million, all right.
Tuned to a common secure channel to 123,000 employees across the country. Can somebody do the math on that? $430 million divided by 123,000? Just curious.
Working on it.
Employee. Problem is, no one seems to know how to use them. Only one of the 479 Department of Homeland Security employees surveyed by the Inspector General's office...
$35. Is that right?
What? Really? Only $35? That can't be right. $430 million divided by 123,000? Anyway, maybe you're right. I don't have the time to do it at the moment. But only one of their employees surveyed by their inspector general's office was actually able to use the common channel, according to the report. Most of those surveyed, 72%, didn't even know the common channel existed. Another 25% knew the channel existed, but weren't able to find it.
Hold on. Maybe it's 35,000? 3,500.
3,500. Okay, that sounds more.
Is that a radio?
More realistic. They're claiming here that's what this money was used for, $430 million to provide radios to 123,000 employees.
Yeah, that's the number.
Well, now that's going to include other things like repeaters. It's going to, I'm guessing, it's going to include more
base stations.
Big antennas, base stations, things like that. But still, that's a lot of money for a radio system. So 3% were able to find the older common channel that they used to use, but not the current one. And, you know, these two-way radios can be complicated. There's a lot of buttons on them.
Yeah, they're complicated.
You know, if you don't take the time to really sit down and figure it out, then you're not going to be able to.
And why would you? If you were a government employee and everybody around you didn't know how to use their radio,
right.
Why in the world would you sit down and learn how to use your radio? Your boss doesn't know how to use the radio. Clearly, it doesn't take that to move up. So, yeah. Why learn?
So almost 100% of the 479 employees surveyed had no clue
how
to get on the channel. Only one guy. Less than 1%.
And that's just to get on a channel, let
quarter
alone
of a percent.
Anything else.
Yeah. Investigators also found that half of the radios did not have the settings for the common channel programmed into them. More than half of the radios.
So that means that they didn't come properly?
60,000.
Is that a manufacturer issue? Is that a...
Somebody's failing. Look... We've got these great little two-way radios here in Keene. They're the Baofeng UV-5R. Go ahead, look it up. You can get them online for $40 to $60, depending if you buy them in bulk or not. And it takes a little bit of practice to, get used to it. But as far as loading up the channels, I plug in a USB cord into my laptop, plug the other end into the radio, open up a piece of software, and click Upload to Radio. And I can clone all of the channels from one radio to the next. So if, Mark, you were to hand me your radio, I could take all the same channels I have on mine and then give them to you in a matter of seconds. So the idea that that 60,000 of these 120-something thousand radios, they didn't even program the channels into them?
It sounds like somebody's asleep on the wheel.
Somebody seriously dropped the ball. I mean, this is
what are they doing?
Money.
Can they use these radios? Do they have 126,000 radios that just don't get used? Are they decorations to make people look important?
I wonder about that. How many of them are sitting on a charger on someone's desk? How many of them have never been opened? The box has never been opened. And like you said, how many of them are just on someone's belt clip to make it look like they know what they're doing?
I've got to say, I've got a radio that goes with being a volunteer firefighter, and it's a little bit of a badge of prestige. Mm-hmm. At least the people that know who it is that have these things, they tend to ask the questions.
And that's like a one way radio. It's like a receive only thing.
Yeah, it's a receive only thing.
So but you can hear emergency calls.
The officers have the two ways, and I know they wear those too.
Only 20% of radios tested had all. all the correct settings. So just to clarify, more than half of the 123,000 radios didn't have the settings for the common channel, to which they're supposed to be able to interact with one another.
All one channel.
Yeah. Now, that means sounds to me like there are several channels on this. So they might have, like, a channel for Springfield, Massachusetts, FBI, or a channel for various different things. But the one common DHS channel that they're all supposed to have, they're all supposed to know about so they can all communicate with one another, half the radios don't have that. And then 20% of the radios, only one out of five, 20%, had all of the correct settings. The radios were set correctly for what they're supposed to. Yeah.
It's, just another one of these failings of, governments and the things that they buy. Department of Homeland Security has been a colossal boondoggle since its creation.
And I can tell you it wasn't a failure for Motorola in this case, or whoever it was that provided. I'm just guessing it was them. Whoever provided the radios, whichever middleman did the deal on this, wasn't a failure for that guy.
Yeah.
So there wasn't some sort of training class or something? Because
apparently not.
If this was done in a private business, I imagine, just based on my experience with various jobs, that first they would test roll this out in a few stores or locations, right? So they would say, all right, we're going to use these radios. Here are the procedures. Here's how we're going to use them. And they would watch and see if they were productive over the course of a year before they launched them company-wide, because they wouldn't want to waste the money if it wasn't useful.
Even if all they were spending was $100 a radio, they'd take that seriously.
Yes.
They wouldn't want their employees wasting, and the average company wouldn't want their employees wasting their time, and they certainly wouldn't show up to your desk, Julia, come up to you and say, here you go, Julia, and give you a $3,500 radio, and here you go.
Yeah, no, they would not do that.
I can't imagine these things are $3,500. I mean, that's just sort of the division in it.
Well, no, I mean, but the 500? Per radio. I mean, per radio, that's what they ended up paying. Maybe
$250?
Maybe a bunch of it was, middlemen's fees. How much ended up going, per radio is another question.
We know that as the government agency tends to get bigger, so does the inflated price tag. But it's hard for me to imagine.
It paid for radio infrastructure and maintenance as well as the actual radios. So, like I said, repeaters, devices that might connect them to the internet for repeating online, things like that. Still, absolutely outrageous prices here. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you a little bit more about it here in moments. As you might imagine, the Department of Homeland Security is not commenting on the story. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.